Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Hey, mister.
I hit on Morning Scramble on.
And we turn the Morning Scramble on and whoop, start our day.
Razzle dazzle.
Jazz hands.
You like those?
Yeah. No, I think that a Tuesday morning calls for some jazz hands.
What's it like going into a weekend where you do not have a show choir performance? Does it feel like an end of an era? Or it's like it's, just, you've got a daughter that's just trying to discover the thing.
It's a Midwest goodbye.
Yeah?
So it's not.
You're lingering in the hallway still?
Just because that chapter of competition is over doesn't mean show choir season's over.
Oh, it's not done yet?
Tonight we have a banquet.
I didn't know this. I swear to God, I didn't know this.
No.
Asking your question.
No.
You have the banquet tonight.
And my daughter is so relieved because they were supposed to turn in costumes at the banquet.
Yeah.
But they decided not to. They're going to wear their costumes and then they're going to do a little tour of the elementary schools.
When's this?
In a couple weeks or
that's
a
fun.
Week. I have no idea when it
right.
is. It's coming up soon.
Are they going to make t-shirts with the names of the schools on the back? Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
Like this is the two. I think it's only two schools, but it was
that's
still.
Fine.
You could put them in a really big font. Just. This
Spring
is the tour.
Tour 25 is huge, and then two schools.
Well, that'd be a hot tour, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine somebody going on tour and then they only go to two stops?
Now, yesterday you had a story in Z Sleaze that former Kiss singer Gene Simmons was charging people to be a roadie. I volunteer to pay to be a roadie. For your daughter's show choir.
Hired. Yes. As long as you pay.
I'll
pay.
Pay
up, sucker.
I'll make a donation. I'll be a grip.
You're going to be so key. I can't.
That'd be fun.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. The big tour. I don't really get to. I mean, I guess I could go.
Now, did they. Of course, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of parents going.
You can volunteer.
Right? Did your daughter also do a lot of show choir besides just competition, like area retirement communities? Does that happen here?
No.
That's what we did in my hometown.
You did?
Yeah.
I think
we never did competition. And after knowing this program, the programs we have here, the caliber of talent, there's no way we would have competed.
No.
But what we did was like you went to the Wesley Center or the Presbyterian
Hall. Went on tour.
We also did a tour. Yeah.
See, they don't do that, but I think it's so much more involved now. Than like when you and I were in it, where it was like, we all have the same shirt, just wear your jeans.
I'm wearing a tux with a blue cummerbund because she's wearing a blue dress and that's all we wear.
Yeah.
Right. But, and you have kind of a spring show and usually like a little bit of a holiday show.
Yeah.
That's how we did it.
No.
Yeah.
No. They've got competition season. It's very serious now.
It's a business. Yeah.
Things change.
It's a big deal.
It is. It's a, I'm sad to see it go. It's a fun season.
Final, I know I'm asking you, I'm grilling you on this.
Are you trying to get me to cry?
No.
First thing, Tuesday morning?
No, not at all.
No!
No, my last question has nothing to do with you and the relationship with your daughter.
I wish that you would not cry.
I just want you, what are you bringing for food to the potluck?
Oh, that's the thing. I have no clue.
You don't?
No. There was an abundance of sweet stuff.
Rosemary, is this a meal?
It is a meal.
Rosemary's go-to is always a tater tot casserole.
I don't think I have tots.
Don't have time. Do you have tots or time?
I have time. I just don't have tots.
That's easy.
It might be bag of chips, Mom. I know.
I thought you were going to say bucket of chicken, Mom. Not that I'm opposed to that.
All of that stuff went over so much better than the homemade stuff.
Always does.
That was my lesson from last year because I believe I made like a salad of like a Midwest salad.
Yes.
And like a potluck thing and brought that. And it didn't go anywhere. But, you know, lo and behold, bucket of chicken is gone and, you know, the pizzas.
How about a good Jell-O? Nope. I thought I had you.
I don't know about that.
Now I'm thinking back finally to all the potlucks when I was in high school. Or a good church basement potluck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, what are you looking for when you're going through? And it's different because this is, like, kid stuff. So, like, chicken nuggets.
Oh, good point.
Pizza.
Yeah.
I could bring a big bucket of fries.
Oh, that's great.
That would go over very well.
Do that.
Can you just get a vat of fries? Does anybody just sell?
Just start calling and asking for massive amounts of fries.
Yeah, I need them hot.
No, I want them bigger. Yeah. Just keep asking if you can make more fries.
The thing is, when they're cold, it's like, forget it.
Agreed.
Right?
Got to be piping hot.
So I'm going to have to be fast. I need mass amounts, and I need them over there fast.
Now, you're going to cheddar and bacon those things or just fry them up?
Oh. I didn't even think about that.
You know how I wanted to go to your tour of your daughter? Now I want to go to your potluck.
You should. You bring the toppings. It is on.
My night's open. I can show up.
I'll get the fries. You bring all those toppings.
Oh. Deal. Lucille. I'm
loaded
in.
Loaded fries.
Yes.
Ugh, I'm there. Gonna just wipe a little bit of saliva off my mouth as we prepare for Z Sleaze at 6:45. One of the kids from Harry Potter, who isn't, to be fair, an adult now.
We're talking about the key three here, the triangle of power, or like one of the secondary cast members?
Secondary or tertiary. Or third year. has joined OnlyFans to show off her hair.
What?
Yeah, we'll get into that in C-Sleaze. It's a little strange. And Neo took to Instagram to introduce the world to his relationship.
Okay.
Relationships. He has several women he is currently in a relationship with.
So it's keeping it casual, but he's also keeping it very public.
Publicly serious.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll examine Neo's unique relationships.
Neo going the Nick Cannon route?
A little bit.
Okay.
Coming up in Z Sleaze. And this, I think, is because of the whole daylight savings time change.
Yes.
We are missing out on that hour, and then it's like you just keep trying to catch up all week long.
That's what yesterday felt like.
So they made this Sleep Awareness Week.
I'm already aware of my sleep is not good.
I am aware. I know it is not good, and I wish I had more of it. But to celebrate, they've got little days throughout the week. So yesterday was National Napping Day. Today,
I took one. Good.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Me too. Today is National Dream Day.
What does that mean? Celebrate them?
Remembering them? Remembering your dreams. And some of the dreams that we have tend to be like common themes.
Sure.
Do you have the dream where you're being chased?
I don't get a lot of chase dreams. No? I get ill-prepared dream a lot.
Oh.
So many times I get ill-prepared dreams.
That's one of those like you're in school or
a play?
Yes.
Performance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like I don't know my lines at all.
I do work stuff a lot in my
brain.
Really? Yeah, like, oh, we're going to do a big giveaway and I don't know where it is.
I do have radio station dreams where none of the equipment works.
Yes.
Right?
And what do you do?
Yeah.
Those are pretty common dreams. About 56% of people have a dream like that. But the falling dream, 87% of people have that falling dream.
I've never had a following or falling?
Falling.
No.
You've never had a falling dream?
No, I get good flying dreams. I've never had a falling dream.
I have falling dreams all the time.
Really?
It's the scariest stuff because then you fall into the bed and they're like, oh, I wasn't falling at all. It was just
wow.
A dream. Yeah.
Does somebody want to analyze us?
That's probably not good. No, don't analyze me. I don't want to know.
I do.
You messed up.
Did it get worse after you and I started working together?
Oh, no. I'm good. I don't think I've had one.
Do you
in a while.
Always just have this dream? You're like, I don't know. Some guy with a beard pushes me. I don't know. I can never see his face. A man with a beard pushes me.
Does anybody else have the bearded man dream?
I'm the only one.
It's us. Recurring. Weird.
He's always wearing a sweater and a button-down shirt. It's quite curious. I don't know who that could be, by the way.
Scary bearded man dreams. That's a very unique.
Well-dressed scary bearded man dreams.
Yeah, that is 0.01% of the population. I think it's just me.
But it's 50% of this room.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Z102.9, it is 6:30 now with the morning scramble. A big announcement coming out of the Eastern Iowa Airport. The unofficial opening of that terminal expansion is now legit.
It's official?
It's official. Eastern Iowa Airport, one step closer to completing the complete terminal modernization project. So they've officially opened the 30,000 square foot expansion, adding four more gates to the airport. When this project is fully done, so what the next steps are is they're actually then going to work backwards and renovate some areas that just need a little sprucing up now that everything else looks new.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple areas in the airport, especially that older terminal that you walk through to get to the new terminal.
Yeah.
That now needs a little bit of freshening.
That's a great idea.
Those are the next steps to this. They still need to add that patio, outdoor patio. That'll be between gates 12 and 14. That'll be in May. Also, there'll be a service animal relief area installed next to that new patio.
That's such a great idea.
By the way, that new extension, primarily Delta and United flights, by the way. The new concourse, by the way, is open just in time because we've got spring break travel.
Mm-hmm.
They're anticipating 3,000 passengers on Saturday this weekend. So
Whoa.
Just be prepared knowing going into...
Go early.
Yeah.
All the things.
Oh, go earlier than early. Because as great as they are, we don't have as many check-in kiosks as a larger airport. It just, people have to queue up. It just takes a little bit of time. So... exciting times at the Eastern Iowa Airport. Sports Shorts! Hello, friends. As the sun hugs the horizon, as if to say, today will be a lovely day. We're waking up among the chirping birds and the lamb-like weather of March, quietly excited.
Yes! Yes!
Twin Pines Golf Course, opening for the season at 8 o'clock this morning. Tee times are required. PlaySedarRapidsGolf.com is where you can book your tee time to enjoy a casual walk among 18 of the most beautiful golf holes you'll see in all of Eastern Iowa.
Nice. Nice holes.
The driving range and mini putt.
Also, sorry the mini. For what I said.
You, nice holes.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
The driving range and Mini Pines miniature golf course is also opening at 8 o'clock this morning. That's another 18 of some pretty nice holes. So all in all, that's 36 nice holes.
Yeah.
Starting tomorrow, the Twin Pines Clubhouse will open at 7:30 daily. Check with the Clubhouse daily regarding golf cart restrictions. Preparations are underway to open Gardner and Ellis Golf Course.
No, okay, that was my question. What about the other one?
I regret the use of this next word. No firm dates have been identified.
Okay. We'll get there.
Thanks, friends. Taking you now to the Porkies.
Yeah. What's the actual name?
It's just called the Top Producers Award.
Okay. With the...
What do you... Okay. The Pork... Alliance,
yeah.
Iowa Pork Producers, love you. Thanks for promoting one of the number one exports from our state.
Big fan.
Right? There are more pigs in my county than humans.
Mm-hmm.
Washington County, I think, is the number one pork producing county in the state of Iowa.
Really?
Do I think it's a bit of a forced metaphor? Yeah. Right? That you're sponsoring the top five women, girls basketball players from the girls tournament.
But they deserve to
be highlighted.
But
they deserve to be recognized. Yes. It just seems like it's like, oh, by the pork producers? Interesting.
Why not?
But with that said, the top producer awards from your Iowa pork producers, two are from our area. Class 4A, Libby Fandel from Xavier.
Woo!
Scored 36, 14 boards, led Xavier to that Class 4A championship on Saturday.
Congrats.
Class 3A, Sydney Huber, Mount Vernon. She's a Mustang.
Woo!
Scored 24, grabbed four boards, leading Mount Vernon to the Class 3A championship on Friday.
Way to go.
Also, they do this for volleyball as well. Huber was also the top producer, got a porky for her game, for her volleyball matchup with the Iowa Pork Producers Association for volleyball earlier this school year. So,
wow.
Congratulations to both Libby and Sydney, your top producer awards for Class 3A and Class 4A right here in our very own backyard. Thanks to the Iowa Pork Producers.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Ooh, the sleaze is sleazing today. One of the actresses from Harry Potter has joined OnlyFans in order to tempt people by watching her brush her hair.
Who?
I don't know who's into that. I don't know. Maybe this is just kind of
no,
like...
No, I actually want to know who the actress is.
Oh.
For a friend.
Jessie Cave. Never mind.
Who's that?
Jessie Cave played Lavender Brown in Harry Potter. She was... the girl that was in love with Ron Weasley in Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
I kind of remember who that is.
Yeah.
I mean, her name is Lavender. The actress is who again?
The actress is Jessie Cave.
Lavender Brown was the character.
She played the character Lavender Brown in the Harry Potter movies. She has beautiful, straight, long, blonde hair. And if that is something that you really enjoy in a lady, you can check out her OnlyFans page now. She says that she is starting it for her hair. It's very niche. And you can join her on this strange new journey. She will not be doing
other stuff.
She might just wear, you know, undies. That's about as far as she's willing to go. It's just her brushing her hair. She will respond to DMs, and you can message her with requests, but she reserves the right to pick and choose what she's going to do.
She's going to make more money today than you and I are going to make this year.
I know.
That's the way this thing works.
It's niche. So we'll see how she does. $6 a month. Just seems like not a lot, but we'll see how many followers you get. And then
true.
It all adds up, right? In other news, we haven't seen Neo a whole lot lately. I don't know exactly why, except I think he might just be busy because he revealed on Instagram yesterday that he has 4 girlfriends.
Really?
Yes. He wanted to introduce the world to the 4 women that he's in a polyamorous relationship with.
Oh, my.
He calls them his pyramid, and they all have fun nicknames. There's Pretty Baby.
Yeah.
There's Twin Flame.
Uh-huh.
Phoenix Feather.
Wow.
And Sexy Little Something.
When does their OnlyFans account open up?
Any day. I don't know. He said that you have to say something nice or move on, but we're all happy over here.
That's not going to work.
Okay. Good luck to your pyramid. I told you I'm trying to keep an eye on anything that's going on as far as movement in the James Bond series. Now that Amazon is in control, I did hear that following the buyout, Bond will remain a man and Bond will remain British.
I'm good with part 2. Part 1, I don't care.
Yeah, it's...
We talked about... Remember, we had an idea for Debbie Bond many years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Bond. Debbie Bond. Just an idea. You know, mix it up a little bit. Now, I also found out that there might be some bad blood between Jeff Bezos and Barbara Broccoli, which led to this switchover. Barbara Broccoli, once the Bond series, like franchise, came into the Amazon MGM family, she said something, I guess, calling the Amazon executives idiots back in December, which rubbed Bezos the wrong way. And he instructed his staff to get rid of Barbara Broccoli at any cost.
And so buy her out was the any cost?
And the buyout is what then took place. That must have been a great price tag. Now that she's out of the way, the plans can go in any direction. There can be prequels. There can be TV spinoffs. It could go any direction. And they're going to have just a little bit of a pause while they figure out who's going to fill that role, because it could be a lot of different parts of the franchise.
Totally understand. Yeah. I mean, that name is as big as a Batman or a Superman,
mm-hmm.
right? So there are a lot of ways you can take it. Just don't break it.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
I know, we're a couple days early. Sure. You're in a hurry on Thursdays with the Morning Scramble.
We're not ready to argue cases. We just want to let you know that we need some cases.
Yeah, this is not an argument. This is a lawyer's plea.
Please help us.
Please.
Please
send us your squabbles, your silly little debates. What I loved about the one we had last week about homemade food.
Yeah.
It was 2 friends who've been fighting over the same topic for 20 years.
Yeah.
And is that what they said?
They said 20 years, but it's to the point where it's become kind of a joke, but kind of serious.
Yeah.
They both believe that they are correct. And there's only way to settle something like that is put it out for a public vote.
So that's what we do. We request cases from you, the Scrambillion office, and you can get a hold of us anytime. Scramble@kzia.com. We noticed as we were putting out a lot of pleas right into the new year,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't sticking. Like, it wasn't landing.
It was almost like we were getting tuned out.
Yes.
And then we sit through the Super Bowl and we see all of these great advertisements. And we remembered one of those very basic moves that I think they do a lot in the Super Bowl is the celebrity endorsement.
Homes.com is a good example.
Yes.
You clearly recognize they're playing characters, but they're actors, right? Mm-hmm. They're popular celebrities. But then you don't see Morgan Freeman coming.
No.
And then like that jars your head to like, attention. Pay attention to this commercial.
It's important because Morgan Freeman adds a little gravity, a little weight.
Yeah. That celebrity endorsement or surprise celebrity pop-up is really what gets people's attention. I don't know if she's known locally as the Morgan Freeman of Cedar Rapids. I call her that. But we do have
privately, yes,
a new celebrity endorser just today for Jerry in a Hurry.
Silly squabbles between friends, family, and coworkers can go on forever.
Good news, Jury in a Hurry with the Morning Scramble can solve those quick.
But don't take our word for it.
Hi, I'm Katie Hallman, Executive Director at Theater Cedar Rapids. If you're looking for a great night out enjoying theater made with, for, and by our community, I've got you covered. But if you want to know if it's okay to serve leftovers at a dinner party, you'll need to ask the Morning Scramble. Submit your case to Jury in a Hurry.
There you have it. The Morgan Freeman of Cedar Rapids, Katie Hallman from Theater Cedar Rapids.
It's just, you pay attention when it's like, oh yeah.
That voice. Oh, if she's asking.
Well,
I'll
submit
a case.
Sure, legit.
So if that is you, the silly office squabble, the I can't believe my partner and I are fighting about this. My roommate and I have an ongoing debate.
Yeah.
We are here to settle those.
Man, if it's just between you and your kids, we go put them in their place.
I take kid side.
You would.
That is our request to you for Jury in a Hurry. If you'd like to get us a case, please do so. Scramble at KZIA.com.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
It's hard to make some judgment calls as a parent. You know, it's nice that there's all these challenges. However, when you have to make it all by yourself, it's a little, makes you uneasy.
Parenting in isolation is challenging.
Yes.
Most have a partner, some don't. And then outside of that, like you've got a peer group, right? You've got brothers or sisters. You can lean on grandparents. You've got aunts and uncles. But sometimes it still feels like it's you against the world.
Yeah.
And that's why we've invented Momtroversy, which is to crowdsource suggestions to help people, especially with questions that you might be a little too embarrassed to ask about.
Like, how are you doing it? Because I have gotten a little uneasy about the fashion world as of late. There's a lot of crop tops, which is fine for adult women, but I get a little uneasy when I see them in the kids section.
Is this a this year thing, or has this been kind of sneaking up on us?
I don't know. It's been sneaking up on me for a while, but when my 9-year-old had a shirt, she's like, it is so cute.
Is it cute, but it just doesn't go all the way down?
It doesn't meet the top of the pants, and I don't want your belly hanging out. I also, at the same time, as a mom of daughters, I want them to be, you know, body positive, and I don't want to give them anything that's going to make them feel bad about themselves. But I also don't feel like that is always an appropriate thing to wear. I don't know how to approach the subject without, I don't want to hurt any feelings, but I also like, you can't wear that.
All right. So let's break this down.
Yeah. Very fuddy-duddy.
As a father of nothing. Okay.
Yes, father.
So number one.
Father of nothing.
Not even father of mine. Father of nothing. Do both of your daughters currently have classmates who are crop topping?
Absolutely.
Both ages?
I don't know about both ages.
Okay.
But at least the older one.
Middle school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is little sister trying to be like big sister?
Well, my problem is that I've got a very tall 9-year-old. She's just a bigger little girl. So she can wear older kids' clothing.
Oh, sure.
And then I'm like, I don't know if I love that for you. I don't love that journey for you.
Are there school rules or church rules that would let you actually, you don't have to be the bad guy?
Oh, Cop out?
Yeah, cop out. I get it for you, but you couldn't wear it anywhere except around the house. And why?
Yeah.
Right?
I guess there's that. There could be rules as to where you are allowed to wear these tops. I just, like, she's got one. I did buy it because I was like, okay, let's see how this goes. But she doesn't, like, she can't make it work with an outfit.
Doesn't work yet either.
It's just not. And then, like, why did we buy this article of clothing? Can't
so
even wear it.
So your question right now is there an appropriate age for crop tops?
Yes.
And then also,
like, what are the house rules?
House rules.
Yeah.
How do other people do it in their houses?
How do you do it, moms, dads? What are your opinions on this fashion statement?
So that's our question right now for Momtroversy. Crop tops in your house. How are you playing the game?
How are you doing this? I would love any and all outside opinions.
You can call right now for Momtroversy at 200-1029.
Helping raise your kids the Scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
We've been doing Momtroversy for a long time, and what we've come to believe and understand is we're asking questions out loud mm-hmm. that sometimes people are afraid to ask.
Sometimes. And sometimes it's stuff that we need to talk about because it's like, well, are we all on the same page? Because every household is different and how you approach different topics can be different depending on like where you're coming from. But I'm a little up in the air on fashion trend, crop tops. I don't love them right now. And it seems like every shirt my kids bring me and they're like, oh, look at this. It's so cute. It's a crop top.
Both ages?
Both ages now. Yeah, because, you know, the older daughter does something and the younger has to, you know, play up at that level too. And, like, my youngest is only 9. I don't know if I want your tummy out all the time.
So that's the question, whether it's age-specific or just house rules. How you tackling this topic of crop tops at your house?
So my 11-year-old, who looks 14, loves crop tops. I won't let her wear them around to school, shopping. It's for sports activities with a sports bra under them.
Okay.
Like, so a time and a place.
Yes. You're going to play outside with your friends on the trampoline? Sure, go ahead. You can wear your crop top around the neighborhood.
But a random Thursday just going to school, that's a no.
That's a no.
Okay.
All right.
You've got some clear rules, a little guidance. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It does feel like it comes a little bit out of the athletic wear area.
Yes.
Which is also a very popular trend for clothes for all ages right now. Athletic
totally.
Wear or athleisure wear?
Athleisure. You're totally right. Yeah. Athleisure wear really, really big ever since, you know, probably COVID. And that's part of it. Just, you know, wearing what you're comfortable in. And if that's a crop top, okay. But that's like a loungewear thing.
Because you don't see a lot of guy crop top. However, I go back to like football practice. And especially in the heat of like late August, early September, we were wearing just practice jerseys and it was like shoulder pads and those were kind of crop toppy. Mm-hmm. But to me, that's more of a uniform.
True.
Right? That's kind of sanctioned and authorized. It wasn't a fashion statement. Mm-hmm. It's not to draw attention to the body for whatever reason, right? It's just like, that's what we're all wearing. That's what we were all wearing.
Exactly.
But that's one context, right? It's got a time and a place. I think that's what that mom is saying.
Yes, time and a place.
But you've got a 9-year-old who I think is also like trying to learn who she is and what her style is supposed to be. And that's got to be a tricky part.
Exactly. I feel like I don't know what happened in the last couple of months, but she's developing a sense of style and trying to figure out what kinds of things that she likes to wear. Not just like, you know, a pink unicorn t-shirt. You know, just a little bit of like, who am I as a...
And you've got to be happy, I presume, because it's like, I don't have to set your clothes out as much.
I love that you have an opinion.
She's putting stuff together.
It just gives me a little bit of pause just because she's so young and that just seems to be like a lot more of an older kid.
There's an ick factor.
Yeah.
Right?
There's something icky about it.
And I, not to get into your head too much, but probably like you don't want her out in public and then you're noticing like, whether it's men or women, ogling's maybe not the right word, right?
Yeah.
But just like,
at the end of the day, she's 9.
She's 9.
Quit looking at her belly.
It's a hard question. And we're getting a lot of great phone calls and the phone lines remain open. At what age do you allow your child, if you do, to wear crop tops, or what are kind of your house rules?
So I have a sophomore in high school and then I also have a 6-year-old and my 6-year-old looks up to my high school daughter.
Yep.
Who I do allow to wear them now because she's in high school. and everybody basically in the high school does. But my 6-year-old is looking up to my older daughter, and she has also asked for it. Absolutely not. No, ma'am. Maybe when you're in high school, but nothing. Not middle school. Yeah. I just allowed her to start wearing them in high school.
Okay. And you're not making up a rule or anything. The rule is high school.
Well, and also, I mean, in middle school, I guess, I bought her one because she wanted to try them. She wore them at home and, like, with her friends, but to wear them to school did not start until, like, high school.
And you're just operating off your gut instinct as a parent.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, I didn't want to have body issues or anything, and, like, you know, but a lot of the girls in high school now do, and even with school rules, a lot of them, I guess, get away with it, but, you know, if it makes you feel confident and you feel good and it's not too revealing, then... yeah, I let her wear what style she likes.
All right, those are her house rules, Claire.
Those are the house rules. Thank you so much, Mom.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
9:09 now with the Morning Scramble. Dan, Eric Hansen, and Claire. This is always a good time to kind of check in. Three hours into the show.
How you doing?
I'm doing... hey. As long as what I consider to be the best big screen television in the world continues showing birds, I'm happy.
You are all in on bird watching.
I got to tell you this. My brother, because he has one of these, what I'll call it, you know, big windows, bay windows, and lives with some timber behind, turned into a bird guy in about the last, I think it's been about a 10-year journey. And I respect it.
Okay.
I mocked it a little. But now that I think the key is you have to be invested.
Yes.
And they, one, had proximity. Two, they looked up like types of foods attract different birds. And then when you're getting into a habit of like getting hummingbirds or orioles, you then become like, now what else can I get?
Who else can I lure?
Who can I lure in to trap with my eyes? Binoculars, bird apps, bird cams.
Ooh.
It's just become a trend for him. And ever since we started this project of putting up a birdhouse for the Fix-It fellas and then a robin's house, now that the lawn is active, now that we're seeing a lot more bird activity, I would say the last 2 days than we, right?
Yes.
To the birds, it's springtime.
Absolutely. It makes total sense, but they are all of a sudden flocking to the front lawn of the radio station.
What's it going to take now that it's nesting season to get some activity in our Fix-It fellas fell apart birdhouse, because it is missing part of its roof.
Maybe a roof?
I think I've got that piece at home. Or, and I'll have to come over to your side of the room to look into it, but where we put the robin's house.
Now, I have a real good feeling about the robin's nest. A, we have robins on our neck of the woods. B,
it's also a pie.
It's a nice house.
Yes. I ordered it off online, like on Etsy. Like from, you could clearly, it's like a grandpa made that in his garage.
Somebody else made it.
Yes.
I have a lot of faith in that one.
Now, this rent house, I think if we screw the roof on, it still has the opening.
Circular
opening. It may attract a bird. I don't know. I really want it to just be like one roof gone, and then this bird just kind of plops in there.
I think that
it's easy access.
We need to start luring them as your brother did. We need to bring them in, like offer some food.
Do you think food is it?
I think so.
I just thought it was like nature's calling. Like, hey, it's time for us to make sure we've got two of us and a little one in 3 months. So, that's a place to shack up.
But that's not,
You
need food and shelter.
If this house is a rocket, that's what these houses are for, right?
You want these to be those kind of houses?
That's what all bird nests are, aren't they?
Shelter? Are they shelter?
Yeah, but step one is, you know, perpetuate the species. Step two then is give them a safe place to live.
This was your whole goal?
No, I'm just realizing it as I'm saying it, that I'm basically putting out two seedy motel rooms.
Yes, exactly what you have done.
Guys, we only take cash and we take it by the hour.
I don't know why this isn't working. Two seedy, say the birds.
Is it too seedy?
Yes.
No, the seedy one's on the ground about two bushes over.
The broken birds.
Yeah. This is a little bit more respectable. Mm-hmm. This would be your high-end birds.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
This is like New York City caliber. Yeah,
we'll see if we get any, but I think food would help.
I don't discount that. Okay, so food and probably the other roof component and of that birdhouse.
Fully make it a shelter.
Let me see if I can find it. Okay.
That's part of the journey.
Is it a little voyeur of me, though, to be able to see what's happening in that house?
Totally, but that's bird watching, baby. Voyeuring.
If I get a plexi roof, would you go for that?
Oh, that'd be great.
I don't know how to do it, but I'll fight it.
I don't think the birds would like it.
They don't know.
They don't have to know.
It's just a roof, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's work on that.
It's a new project.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, where do I find exact, you know, it's basically a 3x5 of plexi. Uh-huh. That's exactly what I need.
It's got to be around here somewhere.
You could probably buy like a picture frame that's one of those plexi ones. You just kind of put the picture in.
Yeah.
I'll just cut it. I'll just get Kevin to cut it, and then I'll get Kevin to install it.
Yeah. Just ask an engineer.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, my CD bird motel business is taking off.
Good luck to you.
That's a play on words. Get it? It's seedy.
Seedy. Speaking of food, I need a little bit of guidance because tonight we are celebrating the end of our show choir era. My daughter's big performance time is done, but it's time to celebrate with a potluck. So everybody's supposed to bring a dish to share.
What are you bringing?
That's the question, Eric. I just realized that we have to bring a dish to share today. And today is the day.
Will you make me this promise?
Hmm.
Don't be bucket of chicken, Mom. Don't be bags of chips, Mom.
Yeah.
You're a great cook.
I know.
But I know it's also a timing thing.
It's a timing thing. It's also, I was that person last year. I brought a homemade salad. And it did not go over nearly as well as, like, box of pizza.
That's true. It's also a potluck for, like, preteens, right?
Exactly.
You gotta...
They want chicken nuggets.
Yeah, you gotta pick...
They want pizza.
...the right type of food.
They want, you know, something like a cookie.
Yeah, well, hi, Z102.9, do you have an idea for potlucks?
Chocolate mousse with some Oreos in it. Simple. Oh. Pudding, whipped cream, and
yes.
Some Oreos, and you got it made.
Yes, that is the best. Oh, you are so smart. That'll go over
kids
perfectly.
Love it.
And yeah, teen, yeah, they're going to eat. Now, is this the same stuff where you add worms or is that a different thing?
That's dirt.
Like the gummy worms? No, I.
That, you're talking dirt dessert. He's talking Oreo.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know there are different layers of Oreo type desserts.
But both great
both
ideas.
Great ideas. All right. Hey, that sounds so
That's
simple.
Perfect. Thank you.
And
I'm totally
simple.
Doing that.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Bye. You both laughed at me when I didn't realize there were different types of crumbled Oreo desserts.
You just have birds on the mind so hard that you're like, let's make it worse.
I'm clearly bird-focused right now.
Dude.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.